He braced himself for the sight of her. He replayed his conversation with Dr. Lane in his mind. Catherine was smart, tough, extremely manipulative. He was a man with issues. Catherine was on the defensive, deep in survival mode and capable of anything. He was a man who should know better. Walking into the discreet high-end lobby of the doctor's office, he was still struck dumb. She stood alone in the corner wearing last night's clothing. The black skirt was rumpled. The gray cashmere sweater had seen better days. Her face was pale, her eyes bruised. She had her arms wrapped tightly around her waist, too thin, too tired, and too small to be carrying this much weight on her shoulders. She looked up, saw him, and for the longest time they simply regarded each other across the empty room. He thought of when he'd seen her at the Gardner Museum just 2 days before. Catherine's slinky black dress, her pencil-thin heels, her strategic positioning in front of an erotic blue painting. Everything she'd worn, everything she'd done, everything she'd said had been perfectly planned and elaborately staged. That had been the Catherine Gagnon a man should fear. This woman, he thought, wasn't. He crossed the room.
Nathan?
He's at my father's, she cleared her throat. We had to go there last night. My credit cards have been canceled. Same with the ATM. I called the bank this morning. They won't let me access any of the accounts, as apparently they are all in Jimmy's name.
The judge, Bobby said softly.
Umbrio has been in my home, she whispered. I went to put Nathan to bed, and none of the nightlights worked. We were so scared. I went to the closet, and there on the floor, all the little bulbs. Boo!
Catherine.
He killed Tony, he killed Prudence. Soon he'll kill me, too. It's what he promised to do. It's what he's always wanted, day after day. You don't understand. Her hand had come up. It was compulsively rubbing her throat.
Catherine.
I've been alone too long in the dark, she whispered. I can no longer find the light.
He took her in his arms and she collapsed, her hands grabbing the folds of his shirt, her body trembling uncontrollably. She was small, tiny really, of no significant weight against his chest, and he could feel her exhaustion now rolling off her in waves night after sleepless night of doubt, terror, fear. He wanted to tell her it would be all right. He wanted to tell her he was here now, he would take care of everything. She would never have to be frightened again. Too many other men had made the same silly promises. He knew better. So did she. He reached up a hand and stroked her hair. And for just one moment, she pressed herself hard against his chest. The door opened. A receptionist appeared. The doctor will see you now, Mrs. Gagnon. Catherine straightened, pushing away. Bobby's hand dropped back to his side. She turned toward the hallway first. He fell in step behind her. Right before they passed through the door, however, she paused one last time. "I never said I didn't harm Jimmy," she said. And then they walked into the doctor's office.